This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. It was a warm reception at the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum in Monroe on a chilly Thursday evening for Louisiana Secretary of State Tom Shedler. Shedler was sworn in last November following the election of then-Secretary Jay Darden as Lieutenant Governor. Shedler, who had served for 3 years as first assistant to Darden, says the transition to heading the office has been relatively smooth, with the only disadvantage being some personnel moving on with Darden.
He did take five key people with him, so for a couple of weeks, you don't realize how much of other things are being defrayed to other people in management until it all starts flowing to you. But we worked through that. I'm only going to replace probably three of those five for budgetary reasons, but I have two of them on board.
He says the last piece of his staff's puzzle to complete as a secretary for his office. As Shedler makes his way from a meeting with area legislators and Chenault board members to speak with visitors, he meets Tom Scott, who is helping to fund a project with the museum.
You're out of Baton Rouge. You found out where Monroe was.
That's it.
Yeah. You and the governor. I mean, he tell you now.
Shedler has previously made a few visits to Monroe, but now as Secretary of State and overseer of the state's museums, he is touring those facilities across the state.
Of everything that is done at the Secretary of State's office, museums were always handled by confidential assistant at the time and the secretary at the time. My side of the ledger was always elections and commercial and archives. But I wanted to introduce myself as a new secretary, discuss several of the issues at each museum that was specific to them or what their mission is or maintenance issues.
Of the two museum systems in the state, one is under the direction of the Secretary of State's office, while the other is led by the Lieutenant Governor. Shedler says he and Darden have spoke about possibly merging the two systems. They've agreed to form a committee of museum officials from both offices to research what such a merger would look like. He says the greatest consideration will be on whether or not such a plan will save the state money. As a $1.6 billion budget shortfall looms for the next fiscal year, state museums do not receive constitutionally protected revenues that do go toward other divisions within the Secretary of State's office, such as elections, commercial, and archives. However,
the good news for museums on the Secretary of State side is we use some over collections in our commercial area to subsidize that. So we feel like we're in pretty good shape through this next fiscal year. Beyond that, if this downturn continues in state government revenues, it could get a little nasty, but we're trying to do more with less.
Shedler sees the museum system as a cultural and historical investment. He says while taxpayers may debate tax dollars funding any number of particular programs, he finds great benefit in the understanding and perspectives museums across the state give to visitors.
Certainly, food, medical care, hospital care, education, transportation, roads, all certainly, if you prioritized issues, would be top of your list, rightfully so. But I would hate to think of a society that does not recognize our past. An example here at the Chenault Aviation Museum, if you come in here and you have any semblance of respect to your grandfather, your father, or anyone who has fought wars for us that allows us both to be standing here freely and talking, I think it's important for our children and everyone to see this, and that's the mission here at this museum.
Shedler enjoys the opportunity of reacquainting himself with the museums he now leads since his appointment to the office. He hopes to continue their mission, as he says he plans to run for the Secretary of State's job in this fall's election. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.